you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. I have fantastic news. Absolutely fantastic news. After getting a new store up and running in Barbados, I took a hike, just a 9-mile hike, went to the grocery store, and then did the thing that's kind of different in me. I picked up a couple bottles of wine, 3 actually, and on the way back, I stopped at the, and I have to correct myself, I've been saying pull-ups, they are chin-ups. I am doing chin-ups, not pull-ups. So, but I stopped at the chin-up bar, and I got to the point where I did one clean. I call it clean in the sense that my chin is really over the bar, not just touching the bar, but over the bar. Last time I was there, I did one over the bar, and then twice I touched. Today, I did 3. Over-the-bar chin-ups. I am a happy man. I mean, it was phenomenal. I mean, people were just going, whoa, wow. It was great. It was wonderful. And I'm sure my wife would have been seriously cheering me on. That would be a joy. Anyway, it was a delight. I am pleased because I do claim to have Benjamin Button disease. But the other thing is, I do think I'm probably one of the few people in Cleveland, Tennessee that was slightly impacted by the volcano in St. Vincent, which is kind of odd because I have a picture. I'll put it in the email. I have a picture of the gas station in Barbados, and you can see a layer of soot on the ground from the volcano 100 miles to the west, which I find fascinating. Apparently, they did ask the people on the island to shut down except for essential services, and they figured gas stations are essential services. So that was their excuse, and we got the store up and running, which, again, I find it interesting world we live in, that I was talking with a guy in Argentina and a couple of people in Barbados and in Georgia as we installed a gas station. It's a strange world. It'd be nice to share that world with my family. That's what followers of Christ do. They stick together as a family. They don't abandon people. And to anyone in my family, if anybody ever wants to reach out because they have a need or because they just want to celebrate being a family, as long as I have breath, I'm here. My lady, I love you.